Well, hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of The Photographer's Couch. I am your host, Megan Jewelly, and we are here for part two with my son, Maxton, because I am interviewing him. So we have some questions that we are just going to get right into. But before we do so, do you want to say hi, Maxton?
Hi, once again.
Once again, Maxton's back to answer some questions. All right, here we go. What's one rule you would make if you were in charge of a business?
If I were in charge of a business, no copying my work.
No copying your work.
Yeah, that's what I think it would be.
What would be the rule, like, in your business that you could control, though? So, like, for me, a rule would be, like, I am not working on Friday nights. Or my rule would be I don't answer emails after 7 o'clock.
Okay.
So what would be a rule that you would have, like, for maybe for your clients or for yourself?
For myself and my clients, or for myself, I wouldn't post any videos 10 and later.
10 p.m.?
Yeah.
Are you talking about... So your business is a video business?
YouTube.
All right, next question, okay? What makes a photo really good in your opinion?
People with good attention and they are, like, really good in the picture and they participate. Good.
Participated?
Yeah.
So, like, they are looking at the camera and they're cooperating.
Yeah.
They're not being silly and goofing off.
Mm-hmm.
So do you not like candid photos?
Candid?
Do you know what candid photos are?
No.
Candid photos where I'm just catching you in the moment.
Yeah.
You do like those?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But you still want them to be participating with their families and mm-hmm. whatnot.
Yeah.
That makes a good picture. When kids are running off and not wanting to be in the photo or looking mad and
no.
angry, you don't like that, do you? Okay. If you could take pictures of anything for a job, what would it be?
Probably some cool spots around, like, mountains or, like, water holes or maybe, like, some people, like, dressed fancy.
I'm surprised you didn't say that you would want to photograph football players.
Well, I didn't know you, like, meant that.
Well, you're thinking about things that I do.
Like, take pictures. Yeah.
Well, if you could take pictures of anything for a job, what would it be? Mr. Beast?
Football and basketball and baseball.
So some sports photos?
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's fun or stressful to own your own business?
It could go either way. I mean... I would think it would go either way, but some people think it would be stress. But the reason I think it would go either way is because sometimes, like, you make a video and you have to keep doing it, that's kind of stressful, but also, and when you make a good video, it's kind of, like, good, and you're, like, excited.
All right, let me put a part B to this question. Do you think I have fun or I'm stressed owning my own business?
I think, like, in the middle, but mostly right to where it's, like, happiness.
Happiness?
Yeah, I don't remember what the word is.
So you don't think I'm having fun when I'm doing my business?
No, I think you are.
Okay. But sometimes it's stressful?
Yeah, sometimes. So, like, it's 80%... fun and, like, 20% stressful.
For me?
Yeah, for you.
Well, hey, I'll take that. I'll take that all day, buddy.
Okay.
All right, last question. What advice would you give someone who's starting their own business?
It could go either way. You just gotta, like, if you don't know a lot about, like, a business, then... they probably wouldn't go to you, but...
No, what's advice you would give them? So
me?
If somebody came
okay.
to you and said, hey, Maxton, I'm getting ready to start my own business. Dude, what? Give me some advice. Give me a tip.
I would just, like, tell them, I have to think about it for a second.
I'll give you, how about I'll tell you one and that might help you.
Alright.
So, like, I would tell somebody, what do I tell you all the time about your YouTube videos? You have to be what? What's that word I say?
Consistent.
Consistent. So, do you think that's good advice to give somebody if they're starting their own business? Mm-hmm. Like, keep doing what you're doing and keep doing it over and over again?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's something that you would say? If someone's getting ready to start their own business,
mm-hmm.
what would you tell them?
I would tell them, like, just be calm and, like, make sure if, like, you say something wrong, you can re-edit it or you can redo the video. And I would also think that you could have more fun with the video. And if people start to like it, then if they don't start to like it, then I would tell you to be more consistent with your video making and make sure to be more calm.
More calm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to be calm. I think that's good advice to give any business owner.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, Maxton, buddy, thank you for being on my podcast.
Uh-huh.
I love you.
Love
it. And it has been fun talking to you and spending spring break with you. So hopefully we'll do some more of these, okay?
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning in to part two of the interview with my son, Maxton. And I will see you guys on the next episode.
Bye.
Bye.